and PyCon. We begin our call this morning with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown. Got on mute there.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. A tough Saturday for your team. A couple of big plays that went against you, and you suffer a 33-10 loss to Richmond. Just before we look ahead, just kind of look back on that game for me and give me your analysis on what happened.
Yeah, you know, anytime you turn the ball over four times like we did, you're rarely going to win a football game. And especially when you're playing a talented team like the Spiders, you know, four turnovers, three touchdowns when the defense isn't even on the field makes it for a very challenging afternoon. I think, you know, I was really proud of the way our kids continued to fight, especially defensively. You know, we got off the field. We held, the second leading receiver in the conference pretty much in check all day. We only surrendered 13 points defensively. So there's some good things there, but clearly we can't put the ball in jeopardy like we did offensively and have to find a way to improve.
Yeah, let's start on the defensive side of the ball. As you said, you held Richmond to 257 yards along with those 13 points. Another big afternoon for B.J. Turner with 13 tackles and three tackles for loss. Tavarian Cole with an interception that kind of set up points for you right before the half. How, and just in general, did you feel like you played against that Richmond offense?
Well, we played the game that we felt like we needed to play to keep it close and have a chance to win it at the end. You know, Richmond had been producing a lot of big plays through their passing game, a lot of gadget plays that created explosive play passes for them. And I felt like our guys had a really good grasp of the game plan of not letting them execute explosive play passes, keeping the ball inside and in front, being diligent with their eyes. And so I was very pleased with that part of it. Again, you know, BJ had a tremendous game for us. And, you know, and like you mentioned, AC's interception really gave us a chance. But, you know, when you have the miscues that we had, you know, the muff punt really was a momentum killer because we were going to get the ball offensively in great field position and, mm-hmm. you know, and ends up changing the flow of the game there.
Kevin White, your true freshman quarterback with a couple of picks both times, under pressure, probably on some throws he would like to have back. But he also had that huge 50-yard run that can set up the field goal right before the half. As you're trying to teach a young guy that has a lot of talent but has to learn, how challenging is that as a coach to, with the give and take of, and you're trying to win games and you're trying to put the best guys out there, but trying to let him learn from his mistakes, but also, you know, you need to get the offense going.
Yeah, you know, we talk to our guys all the time. You know, there's something to be learned in every game. And, you know, even in defeat, there are lessons about being composed and protecting the football that should be forever for our football program. You can't put the ball in jeopardy. We've also made it a point to let them know, like, look, you guys have played the four top teams in the conference, you know, from a record standpoint. So it's not like you have played guys that can't play that are not very, like, we've played some really talented teams. And if you look at the way we've played the last couple of weeks, had we not turned the ball over, we would have given ourselves a much greater chance at winning the game at the end. And so focused on protecting the football and finding a way to win it at the end.
First question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Coach, you talked about the turnovers the last 2 weeks. Do you think the guys are trying to press to make things happen in some of those situations?
I do. I mean, if you look at the last couple of weeks, you know, the quarterback position really has been one of the major contributors to the turnovers there. You know, last week, you know, or 2 weeks ago at Delaware, you know, losing the ball as we're really getting ready to go in and score, and then pressing to try to make something happen when, you know, it's okay to punt the football. We tell the guys, look, it's okay to punt the football. Do not put the ball in jeopardy by trying to press and be reckless with the ball.
How can you, I know that's something that you're talking to them about, but once they get into the game is turning. How is there any way that you can kind of manage that a little bit better during the game as far as talking to them more about pressing in those situations?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes it's a matter of play calling, putting the, you know, the players in position where they're not forced to press the ball down the field is one thing. But, you know, if you look at our game last week, you know, several of those turnovers were, you know, just sheer reckless with the ball. And then one of the other pick sixes, the receiver ball bounces off the receiver's hands and into the hand of the defender. So, you know, when you start looking at the youth and inexperience that we have, and those are things that are really showing up and impacting the way we're playing right now.
Are you starting to see any positives in the passing game here that you're going into, you know, the next week? What are you seeing on film?
Yeah, I think, you know, from a schematic standpoint, we have a greater understanding of how we need to operate to move the passing game forward. But, you know, as I just alluded to, one of the plays on Saturday was something that we wanted to do passing game wise. And, you know, ball bounces off the receiver's hands, and which should have been not necessarily an easy catch, but it certainly wasn't a difficult catch. And it led to points for the opponent. So we just have to remain steadfast in putting the players in the best position to be successful.
Coach, another kickoff return for a touchdown by Tamon Cook, his third of the season, which is an incredible amount, leads all of FCS. He's leading the country in kickoff return average as well. Just talk about the special talents he had. We've talked about him a lot, but he continues to impress with his ability to make big plays in the kicking game.
Yeah, he's a really, really special talent. He's a great young man. High character, works hard, just really wants to be great. And, you know, at the start of the season, our kickoff return unit set a goal of three touchdown returns for the season. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we're like, hey, why stop at three? Let's go for six. And so the way he's operating right now, there's a real chance he could get a couple more before the season's out.
Yeah. Looking ahead to Saturday, your team heads on the road to Hampton, a Hampton team that I know was battling some injuries last Saturday, but has had one of the top running games in the conference. You guys have been, you know, have faced some other strong running teams. What do you see out of Hampton?
Yeah, you know, they have some talented players, and they are focused on doing the things that they do well, which is running the football. We know it's their homecoming. There's going to be a lot of excitement around seeing, you know, the two HBCUs within the conference match up. And so we know it's going to be a very challenging environment for us. But I think our kids are still focused on the one game at a time mentality and are excited about going on the road and playing them.
I was going to ask you about that. Talk about the special part of having two HBCUs playing on homecoming. I know you've got your homecoming coming up in another week. Just talk about what will make that atmosphere on Saturday so special.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of pageantry that goes into homecoming. And we know there'll be a lot of folks in town to celebrate Hampton's homecoming. I know a lot of the people within their program personally, and it'll be a fun atmosphere for our kids to go into. But understanding, hey, this is a football game first and foremost, and we got to find a way to come away with the win.
All right. I know there'll be plenty of Aggie fans in the stands as well. If I know your fan base, they'll be traveling as well. So anyway, safe travels to Hampton. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.